Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to another show of Shredding Metal Beats. This is the fourth episode with your host, Baron Craze. Just wanted to let everybody know the show's gaining attention with the fans and the bands, and that's very much needed. All the music I do play on the show, the bands have given me permission. Now, if you're looking for those big bands, you know, the Pantera, Overkill, Obituary, you have to keep looking. I still don't have rights to play any of that music, and until I do, I will not play it. Besides, I think everybody would rather have some indie bands and some unsigned bands and small labels out there, too, to have on the show. So tonight's show is going to have some metal and hard rock. Our segment two, people have figured out, is our mashup section. That's where we play a little of everything on the show. First block we're going to have is going to be about 20 minutes of metal. Also going to advise very strong language in this show, but hey, you guys all knew that already. Tonight's show will also feature our first pre-recorded interview with Norman L. Skinner. This is a free show. I also want to wish a happy birthday to Ghouls member Scary Gary Marchi. Next week we'll be playing some more of Ghouls music, but for right now, here is segment one of the show, and kicking it off is Crimson Rain, The Calling. We'll be right back. Segment, and leading it off was Crimson Rain with The Calling. And you can find Crimson Rain on Facebook and at crimsonrain.net. Now here's a note for some people out there looking for jobs. On May 14 of this year in Phoenix, Arizona, the band Crimson Rain has announced the departure of their vocalist. So they are now looking for a new vocalist, a rhythm guitarist, and a keyboard player. So there's some jobs there. If you can get yourself out there and you want to go for it, then do it. Next was Ben Ladd with Blood Eagle. Again, you can find them on Facebook and also at vanladd.bigcartel.com for the merchandise information on the band. Next is Adorum with Godless of Massar. That's an interesting band with a lot of interesting both pro and negative comments about them. I think it's mainly due to some race issue, but I'm not getting into that. Also, so you can find them on Facebook at AETERNAM Metal. You'll also find them on galleyrecords.bigcartel.com. And again, you look up the band, you'll be able to find it. A lot of bands on that list, too. Also, you can find out more about Galley Records on Facebook.com. Also, then, we had Storm Warrior with Child of Fire. You can find them on Facebook under stormwarrior.official. Of course, the Twitter account, I love it. It's stormwarrior666. Then you got find all the merchandise for that band under thunderstorm-music.jimdo.com. They're off the label Massacre Records. So you can also find Massacre Records on Facebook. You can find them on Twitter. You can find them at their main site, massacre-records.com. It can go crazy with it. And, of course, then we had Beyond Chronicles. Great band there. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, it's the only track I had that I played. It's the only one that was released to me. Hopefully they get more done when they get their album release. You can find them on Facebook at Chronicles Band 92. You can find them at their main website, chronicles.com. And, of course, you find them on Twitter. So next up, we have a pre-recorded interview with Norman Skinner. So we're going to play that right now. It's about 14 minutes, so do enjoy it.
Here's Norman Skinner. I sing for the band Skinner. I also sing for the band Dire Peril, and I also sing for the band Hellstream. So, busy guy.
Okay, so why do you have three bands?
I sing differently in each band. Each project is a little different. So, you know, Skinner's a power thrash band. It's sort of a spinoff from the Magicka, which was the band that I was most known for. Then I joined a science fiction power metal band called Dire Peril, which has a totally different sound to it. And, you know, everything's science fiction-based, so it's kind of a cool little niche, you know, something a little different. And then Hellscream just came about, you know, after a chance meeting at NAMM. I met David Garcia of Cage, and we got to talking and decided to do an album together, and there you go.
Now, I thought there might have been a fourth band.
I have a recording project called Tramontane.
Okay.
It's more of a studio thing. I mean, the two guitar players and bassists live in Salt Lake City, Utah. The drummer's in Florida, and then I'm in California. So it's, you know, it's not a full-time band or anything. we're working on an album that we're going to go ahead and put out.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify, because I know people will go to the website, and they're going to see three bands, and there's a fourth project. So
there you go.
Okay. Now, do you find it hard for yourself to divide all your time between now four projects?
It's really just time management. I haven't really had any big conflicts. You know, the worst case scenario is like one band wants to play a show, and I'm like, oh, sorry, I'm already playing with another band at that time. But aside from that, I really only rehearse with my namesake band, Skinner. The other bands, like Dire Peril, I'll perform with them, but I would never rehearse with them. I just show up and, perform at the gigs. I do all my homework in my own home studio, et cetera. So, I believe if with anything in life, if you really want something, you're going to make time for it one way or another, right? So.
Yeah, I know what it's like. I'm running two podcasts now, so.
You love metal, you love horror, you're going to make it happen, right?
Oh, yeah. Look, like I said, I run two horror podcasts, 10 movies a month. Yeah, I understand your thing. Your passion is your art, and that's what you make it happen.
Absolutely.
So when you're on stage, have you ever maybe done another track from one of the other bands, or is it always just, say, it's always Skinner?
No, I haven't. I've never gotten confused between the bands when singing, but I have one time on stage, I started singing the wrong song by the same band. I caught myself after a little bit of a brain fart. But but luckily, no, that hasn't happened. And if it does happen, I'm going to blame you for jinxing.
Okay. So that's interesting. You started to sing the wrong lyrics to a song. Who realizes that first? Is the band or you?
I don't think the band really listens to me, half the time. I mean, sometimes I don't think they know what I'm singing until it's actually on the album. They're like, oh, that's what that is, So I think if I realize it, and then as soon as I'm like, oops, and they see me stop singing for a second, then they realize something's wrong.
Okay, so, boy, that's sad commentary for your band, not knowing the song that you're on.
Right.
Wow, you just... So get straight, you just kind of threw your bandmates under a bus. Go, well, then they're not done.
It happens all the time. I'll be in the studio and we'll be recording. They're like, oh, that's what you're singing. Because I think with most of, at least the bands I'm always in, it's either A, they trust me that I'm what I'm doing is good, or they're just kind of hearing melodies. They don't really know what the words are. Or B, they're just really self-absorbed working on what they're doing. I don't know. Well, in the end, it turns out good. That's all that matters to me.
So, aside from you being the vocalist, you are also the songwriter of all the songs?
Well, lyrically, yeah. So I'll write all the vocal melodies. I'll come up with all the lead vocal, backing vocal. I'll write all the lyrics, but I don't play any instruments, so I don't write any of the music. The closest I get to that is when they hand over a finished song to me, I might mess with the structure and piss them off, so they have to relearn it again.
He just really... Oh, God, your bandmates, huh? If they hear this, they're just going to love you. I see somebody. I see someone getting punked and pranked a little bit.
Luckily, I surround myself with some really talented, patient guys.
Yeah, but eventually, I could tell if I was there. I know one of them has got to be thinking, "Okay, this is the last final straw. We're going to do something really bad."
Right, it's coming at some point. Right, they're all gonna. Every guy from all the bands are all going to get together. Conspiracy.
Yeah. And no offense, I think you may have earned it. you know, I don't usually pick sides, but this time I think I'm going to, I would bet against you on this one. So how do you come up with all the lyrics? I mean, what do you use as an influence to for all your creation of all these songs you do?
Well, it really depends on the song itself, right? So I don't consider myself a poet or anything. I don't keep a book of lyrics. I don't really start writing lyrics to a song until I hear the music. And then, I just kind of get a feeling from the song, right? But, I draw my inspiration from personal experiences. I draw it from movies, from stories. Whether it be history or something I saw, it's just all over the place, When it comes to the songs, I'm sort of a sponge. I just start messing with, ideas and songs, and I'll start making up words, and then, I'll form a sentence in one spot, and I'll be like, oh, and then it just kind of snowballs into something, so.
Okay, so you wouldn't say that your band is, like with Megadeth, they're more of a political band at times.
Political, yeah.
Yeah, so.
There's no set structure to any of the bands, except for Dire Peril, obviously, where everything is very fine fiction. We have an album coming out that's going to be called The Final Scenes for Forgotten World. Every track is based on a sci-fi movie. So other than that, there's no real restrictions with the other bands and the writing.
Now, speaking of the other band you just mentioned, the Dire one, why did you do a cover of Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult? Well, Don't Feel the Reaper is more common.
Yeah, if I had my choice, I would have picked Burning for You, because I actually like that song. But so the guitar player, Jason Ashcraft, Dire Peril is really his baby. It's his vision. He comes up with the majority, I'd say 90% of all the ideas. But I understand his vision, so I work with him, and he says, I want to write a song about this, and I work out the lyrics. But one of his arms is nothing but Godzilla tattoos from various movies and stuff. He's a huge Godzilla fan. And at first, I wasn't even in the band. I was initially hired to record vocals for their album. I was being paid. And that was one of the songs that, I was being paid to do. So, I was like, okay. It turned out great. After hearing the first four or five tracks, I agreed to do the rest of the album for free, and then I played one show with them, and I stayed on permanent. So,
okay. So, if you had the opportunity, what would probably be the next song that you would want to do a cover of then?
Well, so the next song that I would personally want to do a cover of, I actually have a few that I would love to do covers of. Not necessarily for that band, but I'd love to do maybe some old Crimson Glory. Oh, I'd love to do Rain of Fire by Armored Saint. I think that'd be badass. All Guns Blazing by Priest. Be a balls out kick-ass song. But there's a lot of good ones out there.
Okay. Now, musically, what is your influence? What did you grow up listening to?
Well,
I know I'm dating you here a little bit.
Yeah, so it's all right, man. So when I was growing up, I didn't have, any older brothers or sisters, and I didn't have any older friends, So, I think a lot of people that do are lucky because they, they get, somebody showing them new music and stuff. All I had was MTV, so I was growing up listening to Winger and Poison and stuff. I mean, literally just glam metal on TV, and it wasn't until junior high when all of a sudden I became that guy that everybody wanted to show me new music because they're like, you don't even know what Metallica is? I'm like, no. So next thing you know, everyone's loaning me cassette tapes. You know, I'm listening to, you know, Testament, you know, Faith Warning, and almost no Obituary, and Negative. You know, I'm getting everything across the board, you know. Bands that you would think that a metalhead would know, like Iron Maiden and Priest, I had no idea. So, but, you know, over the years I've listened to everything from hard rock to death metal, and I found that my personal favorite is power metal, but the heavier power metal bands like Iced Earth, Brainstorm, Angel Dust, you know, Mercenary, I love that kind of sound.
Okay. So, I guess you basically then you train, you start listening just to the harder edge power metal then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's bands that, you know, you hear power metal and the first thing you think of is like Rhapsody, you know, every band that's copied Halloween, you know, and a lot of their stuff is just very, very up-tempo, very la 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 la, you know.
Yeah.
I can't get into a lot of it. I want some balls to my power metal. I love the power metal, you know, overall sound, but I like to have like Mystic Prophecy, just a little oomph to it, you know.
Oh yeah, I know. I listen to a lot of metal, so I definitely know.
Awesome. So you're with me, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, and I'll throw it out there too. I mean, I grew up with no older, you know, sisters or brothers or anybody like that. But I had one friend who first tape I ever got was I think it was something like Wasp or something, and the second one was believe it or not, Death with Scream Bloody Gore.
Nice.
So, you know, your first two things are. You got a Wasp one that says basically animals that fuck like a beast, and then the other one you get is, you know, Scream Bloody Gore. So you have two divergent groups of metal.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, but see, but then it was just okay. Now I can just figure out where I want to go because I've got the two extremes.
Right.
Yes. So yeah, I kind of I grew up with the MTV generation, but I didn't really stick too close to it.
I really wish I would have had like a friend like your friend, you know, to actually like expose me to other things. Then I could have got into a lot of these bands way ahead of time. I could have seen so many concerts back in the, you know, some of these bands like heyday, you know, and, like instead of seeing them, you know, when they're past their prime, some of these bands, you know, are the tail end of their careers before they called it a day, you know.
Yeah, I think there's a few that are still trying to hold on, but. And I won't mention who they are because I'm new at the podcast and I'm trying to get music.
Right
on. So I will not go go criticizing a band or something. Can't do that. Yeah. Sorry.
Right now, every band is awesome, at least for the first couple months.
yeah, because you know the podcast doesn't have any money, and my producer basically my rules were simple: find music, get the permission to play it. And then find some more. Okay, sure. Not a hard deal.
Right?
So.
Bite your tongue every once in a while when certain bands come up, though. You're like, oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's already happened. And people will be able to tell that on the podcast. They'll be like, hey, wait a minute. That's not yet. Yeah, just deal with it, okay?
Yeah, right. Your closest friend.
Yeah.
Give you crap.
Yeah, they will. But, you know, I just wanted to thank you, Norman, for coming on. Final question here for you is how can people find out about your music, the websites, whatever you got?
Yeah. There's two basic places that I would send people. One, I have my own website. It's normanskinner.net. It's got videos, sound clips. It's got links to all my different bands and projects, news, et cetera. And then I'm also the CEO of Dead Inside Records. And I, of course, have my band signed to my own label, so you can go to deadinsiderecords.com and check us out, as well as some other bands that we're signing as well that are awesome.
Okay.
You know, and there's the Facebook pages and all that. So.
All right.
All right, that was the interview with Norman Skinner. Now, normally on the show, we play a song by the band right after it, but due to request, not going to do that. We're going to wait till about the midnight hour to play songs from Skinner and some other bands. So first up is our what we call our mashup segment 2. And that's where we just basically have bands that are hard rock, sleaze rock, you know, sleaze metal, gothic, really just a whole entire run the gambit. And these are all bands that are worth hearing. So we're going to kick it off here with Night Rain, and the song is called, well, you can figure this out, Bad Girl, so you already know what kind of music it's going to be. So enjoy, folks. Drink the beers and just keep on having fun. right, so that was segment two. So first off, we had Night Rain with That Girl. You can find them on Facebook. Night Rain Kick Ass is the site. You can also find them at their main website, nightrain.no. And then, of course, on Twitter, you can find them at Night Rain 2. Then you had up next was Grand Design, and you're going to get Dig On. You can find them, of course, on Facebook as Grand Design Sweden. Next off, the main website, Grand Design Rocks. Just be aware, there's another band out there called Grand Design. You look at the bands, they don't look alike by any means. Next up was Seven Train, and I thank Lord of PR for that band that came from Online Metal Promotions. That the band, find them on Facebook, Seven Train Band, and also on Reverbnation under Seven Train. Next up was Psychobilly Music from the Wolf Gangs. That's right, see, Baron plays it all right here. Then we got them on Facebook pages. You look up Wolf Gangs, and it's a hell of a long digit number right after that. Final Verbination under Wolf Gangs, one word. That'll be a better link because I ain't going to read you all those damn digits. All right, then lastly up in that block there, we had, I forgot to mention, Seven Train's track was Bleeding, and Wolf Gangs was Death on the Radio. And let's face it, a lot of that stuff is dying out there. Next up was Blockbuster. No, not the store, but the band, with the song To Hell and Back. I think some of us are still traveling through hell. Anyway, you find them on Facebook under Blockbuster Rocks. So now we're moving into that third segment. Going to be kicking it off here with Skinner with Hell in My Hands. Hope everyone's enjoying the show. If you want to contact me during the show, you can follow me on Twitter as Baron_Craze. All right, here we go, folks. Segment three.
This world could hate me as it breathes or crumbles.
right, so that was segment three there. So it was kicked off with Skinner. Now you can find them on Facebook at Skinner Metal. You can also find them on, of course, Twitter under Skinner Metal again. If you want to find out about Norman L. Skinner, the singer, find him on Twitter under Norman L. Skinner 3, on Facebook under Norman period Skinner, and of course you can go to the website for him, which is normanskinner.net. Next up was Fire Force, and the song was Born to Play Metal. Fire Force, you can find them on Facebook and under their main website for all the merchandise and everything you want to get on the band, fireforceband.com. Next up was Raven's Thorn. This band's like basically a cult horror metal band. I know they're working on a new album. So again, you want to find out about them. So the only place you can is on Facebook. Really didn't find much other sites about them. So that's Raven's Thorn. Check that out. Next up was Diamond Lane with the song New Model. It's off their new album, Terrorizer. You can find them on, again, Facebook under Diamond Lane. You can find them on Twitter as Diamond Lane. And, of course, guess what? You got a main website, DiamondLaneRocks.com. Lastly there, we had Liege Lord. Again, some more kind of basically going back there, 80s thrash metal. The song was called Warriors Farewell. And you can find them, of course, on Facebook under Liege Lord Official. Find them on Twitter under Liege underscore Lord. And again, you can find them on Bourbon Nation under, of course, Liege Lord. Do want to give a quick shout out to a Twitter follower out there under the name of Amy underscore Passions. She's doing a lot of tweeting for me for the show, and I greatly appreciate that. If you wanted a shout out to, well, guess what? All you got to do is contact me on Twitter, Baron underscore Craze. If you're a band that's looking to get some airplay, again, contact that, or go to Shredding Metal Beast on Facebook, and I will hook you up. It's not that hard. A couple bands have already done it, and they're going to be played next week. Now we're getting ready for our segment four. Now, segment four is an intense time. So if you really don't like, you know, death metal and black metal, now is your time to leave the room and go bury your head under some pillows and whimper until it's all over. So why wait? Get nasty and get down with the devil, because let's face it, he's in control of the world.
Yeah.
All right, so that was segment four of the show. And it kicked off with Abigail Williams, In Death Comes Great Silence. As most people know, Abigail Williams' band name comes after an 11-year-old girl who was one of the first two accusers in the Salem Witch Trials in 1692. Then off, we had Blood Soak with Grinding Your Guts. You can find them on Facebook under Blood Soak 666. By the way, Blood Soak is looking for two more support bands to join them in the Blood Soak tour. That's happening as a 10-day tour in York for April 2015. So the bands that are interested should email or go to this website, I should say. It is comatosemusic.com, so definitely check them out. By the way, if you work here, it's about Abigail Williams. You can find them on Facebook also, as most of the bands are listed here. Next up, we have Cryptic Howling with the song Dead Trees. Next was you can find them on Facebook at Cryptic Howling. You can also find them at their site, which is really cool looking, CrypticHowling.com, and of course, Reverb Nation, same title, Cryptic Howling. Next up was Akaram. I always have trouble saying that name. The song was called Victory Troll. I mean, the entire album is about trolls. So, you know, for the Game of Thrones fans out there and probably a few others like Lord of the Rings, this would be something of interest to you. You can find them on Facebook under AKTARUM and also same name for their main website. Then we had Fogalord. Now, some people remember last week we had a problem playing the track. It does happen just like a radio station. So I do apologize for that, but you can find them at Facebook.com, Fogalord. Also, again, you can find them at Reverb Nation and also on Twitter. And the song was called The Fog Lord. Next up is our tour date segment, so please stand by for all these dates. Okay, as people know, this week we've got for 8/27 and 8/30, you've got All Bad Things Tour, Motley Crue and Alice Cooper. They'll be playing on the 27th in Allentown, PA, and then on the 30th in Homdale, New Jersey. Next up is Blockbuster. You've got a date here of August 29th. And they're playing in Finland. So, again, you're saying, hey, well, why are you telling me all this information overseas? Hey, it's very simple for those bands overseas because we got listeners and bands that gave us music, and I'm trying to get it all out to everybody from wherever they may be. Also, just a note here, there'll be a date in October 11th for Blockbuster. It's also going to be in Finland with the band Amorphous and Stradivarius. So definitely check that out. And, of course, Acrodrum is going to be playing in September at the Into the Forest in the Netherlands. Also, they will be having an event on the 25th of October. I'm looking to get more information, but I understand it's going to be in Belgium. Also, moving along here, Aerosmith and Slash are touring right now, so you can check them out. So definitely check out for the dates. I don't have any more listed. The last one I had was for August 25th in Arizona. So they're probably heading out further to the West Coast. Next up is we got November 28th. And it was way out in advance, but I'd like to give it there because it's going to be in Budapest, Romania with Tankard. We got Church of Pugin Stench, Bloodway, Lynchgate, and that's Astoric is going to be playing that one. For kind of local here, Long Branch, New Jersey, at the Brighton Bar. We have on September 7th, Bovlock Fex is going to be playing there. Also at the same times, we have Fangorn from for the Bunker 13 Fest in Lepage. You guys can look it up. Just look up Bunker Fest 13. That's September 8th. Next up is 7 Train. They've got the gigs coming up here on the 6th and the 12th, both in California. The first one's on the PCH Club, and the other one is Ramona, California. Soil is up on September 19th at Parkview, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and then in October the European tour starts. Hellion is going to be at the Legendary Dobbs in Philadelphia on October 19th. Next up, we've got, let's see here, September 6th, In Dying Arms, Forevermore, Lost Emmys and I, and many others, going to be at the Championship Bar in Chenton, New Jersey. That's the Backstage Championship Bar. Next up, we have Rotting Christ is playing at the same bar on the 23rd. Let's see, what else can I give you all here? Oh, here's one. On October 3rd, Trouble Lewis with Blistered Earth is playing at the office in Hamilton, Montana. You got Night Rain. They're in Norway right now, or will be, I should say, shortly, in September 26th. And let's just give out one more. Let's see here. September 13th, Fire Force is going to be at the Sword Brothers Festival. Let's see here. I think that's 13, if I understand Roman numerals right. And that's going to be in Germany, so definitely check that out. We have one track left to play tonight. Checking the time. I think I have just a little information here to give out. Again, if you want to be on the show, contact Shredding Metal Beast on Facebook. You can also contact me on Twitter at Baron_Craze. Next up, for people who do listen to the Horror Scene Network here, House of Armageddon show is Wednesday nights at 7:30. It talks about horror movies. You can also rejoin me on Friday nights at 6:30 at the Baron's Crypt when I give you the horror historians, you know, entire spectrum of, you know, Indiegogo flicks and everything else you can imagine. All right, folks, we're just about out of time. Next up is Shack with Jai Rencher. You can find them at Facebook, and the band's name is SHTACK. Here we go, folks.